1 Timothy chapter 3. The saying is faithful. If anyone aspires to the position of an overseer, he desires a good work. An overseer, then, must be unimpeachable, the husband of one wife, sober, temperate, well-behaved, hospitable, with aptitude for teaching, not overfond of wine, not violent, not shamefully greedy of gain, but equitable, peaceable, not a lover of money, taking charge of his own household well, keeping his children in subjection most solemnly. But if a person does not know how to take charge of his own household, how can he take care of the church of God? Not a newcomer, in case his imagination runs away with him and he falls into the condemnation of the devil. And he must also have a good reputation with those outside, so that he does not fall into disrepute or a snare of the devil. Likewise, ministers must be solemn, not equivocal, not heavy drinkers of wine, not shamefully greedy of gain, keeping the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience. And let these be put to the test first, then let them minister, when they are found to be irreproachable. Similarly, their wives must be solemn, not slanderous, sober, faithful in everything. Ministers must be the husbands of one wife, properly in charge of their children and their own households. For those who minister well acquire good standing for themselves and much assurance in faith in Christ Jesus. I write these things to you, hoping to come to you very soon. But if I take a long time, I have written in order that you may know how you should behave in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and base of the truth, and confessedly great, is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and taken up in glory.